Good evening.
It's not 7 o'clock on Tuesday, like it normally is. We're coming at you a little bit early. And for once, I'm early to something.
Hello.
I feel like we just went back to like 19... No, this is 2011, actually.
I'll get that in a second.
Yeah, we went all the way back
but that was before the radio station. So, yeah, we took a real time warp here.
Hey, I enjoy it. I like the song. Yeah, I never got around to finishing that, and I might hit that in the break. So if you're out there on the app looking for the usual Facebook post that we do...
Ain't got there yet.
I haven't got there yet. I know it. The show before us, Understanding Law, come in and said, "Hey, we're gonna jump off at half hour. So if you want in, you can have it." I said, "Sure, why not?" So a little unprepared, but you know, nonetheless, I still brought them the meaningless stuff to talk about every Tuesday, like I always do. But Melissa's joined us, and Jay's in the back room running the board.
Hey, we might have lots of like ones and ones of new listeners at 6:30 instead of 7. You never
Who
know.
Who knows? Some hey, if you're still in your car and you're still driving home from work and you're having to listen to my voice, I appreciate it.
Or if you're still in your car waiting to pick up your kid, yeah, your kid's long gone.
Oh, so gosh, yeah.
Probably should go home.
Well, has active. After school activities started.
They might
yet?
Be in karate.
Yeah,
they
right.
might be in piano lessons or
oh,
guitar
gosh.
Lessons.
You said karate reminded me. They're doing, there's a YouTube Red, I'm YouTube Red subscriber, but.
Right, we know.
There's going to be a
I hear
series.
Everyone clicking. What is YouTube Red on
yeah,
their face?
Google it.
Right now.
Google it right
we
now. It's awesome.
Bragging.
I know. I need
you
like
You know enough. What that's from?
I don't.
Oh.
What is that from?
That Nickelodeon show with Amanda Bynes.
The Amanda Show?
The Amanda Show.
Oh, yeah. See, I watched a lot of Amanda
yeah,
Show, but I don't remember
yeah.
that quite. It's been a minute or two.
Where they were two rednecks, brother and sister rednecks. Remember them?
No, I don't. But I can imagine what that's like.
The 90s mom remembers more than
yeah.
90s kid.
But I remember, like, we should have known that Amanda Bynes was going to be kind of weird. And I hope she gets her life back together because that's great. I'm hoping the best for her. But
poor girl. She was so pretty.
There were
so
red flags
talented.
Back then. We should have paid attention to. Yes, she was very talented. Great. Very funny actress.
Yes.
But yeah, there's going to be a, you said karate. There's going to be a YouTube Red series with the original cast from The Karate Kid. But it's 25 years later. Yes. It's I can't pronounce it right, so I try not to pronounce it.
You mean
it.
Ralph Macchio and Mr. Miyagi
what?
And everything?
No, not all of them. Just just the two main guys. These guys here. See, I don't know how to pronounce that second word. It's whatever the name
Kai.
Of the dojo was. Is it Cobra,
Cobra
Kai?
Kai?
Yeah. So that's coming out, and it looks pretty good because it's what, 20 or 25 years?
Right.
And yeah, see, and it's going to – we're watching the trailer right now. If you're out there, just Google it.
Radio.
I know it. And it's playing the last scene from the original movie back in the 80s. And so these guys grow up, and the guy that lost the match is washed up. And
31 years later,
yeah,
it
right.
says, my God, we're old.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Somebody had shared on
– You weren't even born.
I wasn't, but I love this movie. And I saw on Facebook today that – speaking of old movies – that I think on the 7th, 20 years ago, Major League came out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Love that movie. Such a great movie. But lots of movie stuff to talk about today. It seems like, and I know there's someone out there going, oh, no, not more movie stuff. But there's always something happening in the movie industry. And that is so much fun to me because it never stops. Some of what I do for a living, I can't tell you about it because it's secret. But
yeah.
It's always something different, and that attracts me just the same to all of you thinking that I'm a secret agent. I am.
I was thinking that. I was kind of like drop that on everybody.
It's true.
So I have to bring this up on air.
Okay.
Have you seen Ready Player One?
No, I've made such a big deal about this, and I have not. Life has gotten in the way really, really bad in the past couple of months.
That happens when you have a newborn.
Yes, and that's moving along great, but I've not cut out any time for the movies.
Yeah.
What I need to do is take a couple of days off work and catch up on all of
yeah,
these things.
Yeah, take sick days.
Yes.
And just, you know, binge watch movies.
Yeah, everybody needs that. Everybody needs a mental health day. I took one of those a couple of weeks back, and I just spent the day doing doing not much of anything, right? Mm. My parents watched the kid, and I went and played some golf.
And
went to the store and wasn't, you know, rushing in and out of the store.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Everybody needs one of those. Some of the neat stuff that I found. Oh, my mouse is turned off. Some of the neat stuff I found out there. I like the 3 a.m. sci-fi original special features, the movies, right? That's where Sharknado came from. And how can you not love Sharknado? Matter of fact,
I've never seen it.
It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Now, if you go into it wanting just a top-notch a movie, you're not going to get it. So don't go in like that.
Are you saying it's like 1980s campy kind of thing?
Yes, very. Okay. Not quite to the level that like Ash versus Evil Dead is, but it's pretty close. But I say that because Jason Statham is coming out with it's called Meg. They're calling it Meg. I thought this was like a Family Guy reference at first. But it's an abbreviation for Megalodon.
Megalodon.
Yeah. One of the longest words.
I wonder if it's a woman.
That would be so funny.
Female, you know, Meg. An endearment. Meg.
Meg. Oh, what if Jason Statham falls in love with the shark at the end of the movie? It's like, I can't kill you because I want to marry you. And it's 2018 and we can do it. But, so I don't know. It looks like he's going to fight it.
Well, why am I hearing the sound of water in the back of my mind?
I don't know.
It's a shark.
Shark in the water. It looks like from the clip that on this article I'm finding, it looks like he's in a submarine with the headset on kind of thing.
Okay, now I've got to Google it.
Yeah, you really need to Google this trailer. It's kind of funky. I want to know if he fights it. He should fight it.
Does he fight it and then fall in love with it?
I think so.
You know, that movie to not be named?
Movie to not... Oh, yeah.
Enemies to friends to lovers kind of thing.
Just Jay will turn off our microphones again.
But I can imply it all day long.
Try me.
I'm not. I don't want to hear the silence. I really don't.
What is it that I've been watching Dirty Harry movies lately. What is it that Clint Eastwood says back in the 70s? Do you feel lucky?
Yeah.
I feel real lucky.
Yeah. I like to use that one behind my keyboard a lot. I'm like, go ahead. Take a shot.
All right. Here's the trailer.
Yeah, watch the trailer.
Warner Brothers.
Yes. And that's another thing. That's why I started with the whole sci-fi thing. It's not what you think it would be. You would think, Sci-Fi Network has landed Jason Statham for X amount of dollars to make this kind of weird. that was the Windows Update sound, and I don't know why that came across.
Yeah, I bet you've heard that like a million and one times.
Oh, yeah, that's the Microsoft I own you sound.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Your computer is mine.
I need to add that to my soundboard is the window shutting down sound.
What I was thoroughly amused by this morning, I was listening to another radio station because Artis was off the air this morning.
Yes.
And we're working to fix that, by the way.
Good.
As a matter of fact, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, I think we're going to be fixing it.
Oh, awesome.
But anyway, I'm assuming that we're on the air now. I don't know because I haven't really been checking. But anyway, listening to this station this morning that's down in Mobile. And in the middle of the break, the computer dies. And the DJ's like, I'm making stuff up because the computer's not working. The computers are just not real reliable, and I'm going to have to do something here. And then you have like 30 seconds of dead air.
Oh, no, not dead air.
And then I'm like, yeah, she wouldn't grab a CD from somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, gosh, you know, I didn't even think about that because you can't even play music because the computer's dead.
Right.
I could sit there for 30 minutes or so and jab.
We actually have CD players here at Live 95. I'm checking them.
It's making me relive every irrational.
There's no CDs in our CD players right now, so I have, like, no emergency backup. So.
Yeah. So, if you've heard the gasping or the unbelievable comments, it's Melissa still watching that shark trailer because it's pretty scary. Like never going back in the water at the beach.
Yeah,
ever again.
No.
There's a poster.
There's a little girl and she's just walked around this underground thing an under ocean thing and she's just playing her game and it comes up to her and it's just, oh my gosh, so creepy.
Is it scary like that whole what, Sound of Silence movie or whatever that came out
Big
over the weekend.
Quiet Place?
Yeah, that one.
That doesn't sound good. I don't know what that movie is, but it sounds kind of scary.
If you've been to the movies in the last 6 months, you've seen the trailer for A Quiet Place.
I think I've been twice in the past 6 months.
It is like a...
I don't remember.
Before every movie.
There's another one. I love Jason Statham, but I don't think I'm going to see this one. Yeah, I don't know if people on the air can hear the goings on, but they're playing a lot of emphasis just on his voice alone. Yeah. So this might be a Warner Brothers movie, which it means big time, but they're playing it like it was a sci-fi original series.
Well, and it's also, if you'll notice, the beginning of the trailer, it is, let me, 200 miles off the Chinese coast, and it'll show Warner Brothers, but the next thing is all in Chinese.
Oh, boy.
So it's probably one of those co-produced America and foreign, and it might be like the next Godzilla.
And, you know, that's always happening. What's going on over there that all these people are getting, are letting go of gamma radiation that creates Godzilla or a Megalodon or, you know, it, I think any of the things that come out of Pacific Rim are always.
There it is. See?
On
did
that
you
side.
See it?
Yes, I did. So I think you're right. I think it is co-produced. And I'm cool with that. I like, see? Yes. Oh, gosh, I've seen that logo before. What is that? They've made scary movies. Anyways, go out there.
Did they do The Ring?
They may have. That may have. Yes.
Gravity Pictures.
Okay, I've got you. Gravity Pictures. I think you're right. I think it is The Ring.
Well, that's the only foreign scary movie I can come up with right off the top of my head.
All right.
Apparently, we're boring,
Jay. Yeah. Well, you know. Ooh, what is this song, Jay?
Vaseline by Stone Temple.
Good one.
Pilots.
I had this on the list last week, and we never got around to
it's
it.
It's the poster you were talking
about. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
okay, so there's
God.
There's actually a second poster, and it's like everybody swimming out in the ocean, and this thing is just giant. It's kind of it's very tip of the fedora to Jaws. Oh, look, that's in Chinese.
That one?
Yes, that one. The Meg.
Scary.
All right, so we'll try to.
Just a reminder, y'all on the radio, no one's seeing anything y'all are looking at.
Yeah, I know. We need to start.
Big scary
watching.
Shark.
Yes, that's pretty much all you need.
Big
to know.
Big scary shark.
All right. That should be like really descriptive. There's
actually,
a
big scary shark
the...
and Jason Statham.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's all
it.
You need to know. That's the movie.
That's it.
All right,
who wins, the shark or Jason Statham?
You'll have to watch to find out, Jay. Don't ruin it. We'll be back.
Lies in the Vaseline.
Time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause. Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Attention, Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when
you listen to 95 BLX, have a good day.
I actually kind of liked that. That whatever that voice was, that was kind of cool. We should bring that one back for some type of segment. There you go, some type of ad. You got what I need. This is the only part
how
of the song
that
I like.
We all know like the chorus of this song.
Well, that's what Melissa and I were just talking about. I know this song from, because I hadn't heard it in
from
a very long
back
time.
When,
but yeah, it was in some movie not too long ago. I went to go see.
You're right, and I can't remember the movie, but I remember hearing it.
But the only movie that I've gone to see in a while is Star Wars, and I don't think it's in.
No!
Hey, there it is.
Let it slip. Lost. Unnamed
there was,
movie.
There, Baltimore. We're going to start referring to it as Voldemort. my wife, if she's able to listen, really likes that reference. But there was no way around that, right? So I can't talk about that movie and seeing that movie without saying that movie. It's kind of like explaining words without using that word.
Yeah.
It can be very difficult sometimes.
Something writers know something about, I would imagine.
I'm sure they do. I'm not one of those people, believe it or not. My penmanship is awful. But I'm better at telling stories. You'd think that those would go hand in hand. They're not. Not at all.
Oh, my goodness. Like, you would not believe the in pop culture references for this song.
Really?
So weird.
So, anything recent?
I don't see any movies.
No movies. No. Okay. All right. Is that like a IMDb kind of
thing? Do you watch Empire or Blackish?
Neither. but I hear that both are great.
Yeah,
And they've both got some really big names in them that I like.
Yes,
but I have not watched. I haven't watched a lot of TV shows in
Detective
a long time.
Detective Carter, we love her.
Detective Carter, I've not seen that one.
Taraji P. Henson from What was it called, Jay?
Jay doesn't know.
The TV show.
Kind of like Scotty.
Where she was Dr. I mean, where she was Detective Carter.
It's a lustrous song, in case
anybody was person of interest.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. I remember that one.
Yes.
I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
Yes.
I've seen more ads for shows than anything else.
If it's on Netflix, you have to watch that
person
one.
Person of interest. I'm sure it is. I
especially
think
from your, you know, super secret
background. Yeah, I'm 90% sure it is. Secret agent. It was a couple of months ago. Of course,
secret,
Netflix rotates stuff in and out. So.
Yeah. Secret agent, man. That's from some commercial somewhere. I know all of these commercials, but I don't watch TV shows. It's the weirdest thing.
Every time I hear that song, I think, Secret Asian Man.
Yeah, right. So, we were talking about movie stuff, and Marvel is the thing if you're watching movies. Disney.
Marvel.
Let's step back a little bit. Disney owns everything. We'll all be working for the communist nation that is known as Disney.
Yep.
Before long.
Hail Disney. Hail Mickey.
They don't own Star Trek, but now I keep hearing Viacom's being acquired by like CBS, so yeah, I don't know. Of course, CBS All Access is doing the thing now. So.
See, I don't know where Viacom floats in all of that because
apparently they're becoming nobodies. So
yeah. And that's the thing to do nowadays, because if you're anybody, then somebody wants to buy you out if you're somebody.
Yeah,
and that makes no sense. I say that out loud, and I confuse myself. But so I don't know who made it, because I didn't read all of the article. It was rather lengthy. But there is a Infinity Gauntlet from the new Avengers movie, and it looks like the Infinity Gauntlet, but it's actually a Bluetooth speaker, because who doesn't need that?
How much does this Bluetooth speaker weigh?
Well, it weighs 53 pounds. 53-pound metal glove, right? Don't know if the fingers move or anything like that. It looks like a bronze statue, but it's
$4,000. Oh, let's buy two. Let's buy one for the radio station.
Yeah, it's 72-watt. Wireless speaker, so it would probably play louder and farther than the radio station reaches, right? Because we're only using a blow dryer here, right?
Yeah.
But we've got it on high.
Yep.
Love that commercial. I'm not throwing shade
at
that whatsoever.
Everyone loves that commercial.
So,
people listen to the station for like an entire day, and that's all they remember about it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's good. That's exactly what you should, because someone wrote that line for you to remember it.
Yeah.
But to put it in perspective, because the 72-watt part was what amazed me more than anything.
You mean the $4,000, 53-pound
it,
you know, that
I think I've got that much
irrelevant.
In my back pocket.
Yeah.
I've got $4,000.
Yeah.
72 watts. So you're like Google Home, the little gray and white speaker that some people have that they talk to, 10 watts. And those things get loud.
Oh, wow.
So 72 watts is practically a radio station.
That's for like the house party from hell.
Yes.
You know, for the neighbors anyway.
Awful. Oh, good movie right there. Neighbors.
Yeah.
Neighbors, yeah. Anyhow.
Neighbors hot.
Moving on, but not moving away from Marvel. Marvel, despite having everything sold for their name and making tons of money off of these movies.
Oh, yeah, they're making bank.
They're not doing so hot in a couple of areas. One of them being they can't use the word Marvel in Disney California Adventures Marvel Expansion. So they're building a Marvel expansion where they can't use the word Marvel.
So what are they going to use?
Like I have no idea.
Superhero expansion.
I guess so. And
has
that intrigues
somebody
me.
TM'd superhero? We should
surely
do that
not.
Right now.
Let's yes. Trademark. Yeah. All simple words. Who did that? There were a couple
superhero.
Of YouTubers that copyrighted the words react for their... for their YouTube videos, and there was huge YouTube drama over people make reaction videos because they were trying to copyright it. In the end, they lost the legal suit.
Of course.
But the government sold them the copyright to begin with, so I don't know why they lost the legal suit.
The government wants your money.
Bingo. But let's see what's going on. Over here.
Oh, speaking of Marvel superheroes.
Yes. That was my next line.
Have you heard about T.J. Miller.
Yes.
Deadpool's BFF.
Yes. Not a family-friendly movie, but a good movie nonetheless.
No.
He's gotten into some trouble, right?
A little bit, yeah.
So he's done. He's gone and gotten angry at somebody on a train, I think, is what I read, and because of it, made a bomb threat.
Yes.
And in April of 2018, that will get you tracked down and arrested. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. So, he was arrested.
So he was on Silicon Valley, you were telling me earlier, and he's gotten in trouble there.
Was asked to not come back for season 5 due to unprofessional behavior, tardiness, falling asleep on set, and abuse of substances.
Well, you know, we've seen this laundry list of things before with Charlie Sheen, right?
And
I don't know if you can really say that it ended his career. Like, he almost peaked after that, right?
You're right.
More people knew him. Matter of fact, my wife had a "Duh" winning shirt for ever. And I don't know where it's at now. I would probably still wear it. But
winning.
"Duh" winning. Weirdo. But Major
Tiger
League.
Tiger Blood.
Yeah, to come all the way back around when we talked about Major League earlier.
Yeah.
Very, very young Charlie Sheen was in Major League. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's probably anywhere and everywhere now. For the low price of nothing, being 20 years old.
Yeah.
But good movie. It's probably the last baseball movie I really liked. No, take that back. The remake of Angels in the Outfield. I was a big fan of that as a kid, being a baseball movie. Did you ever see it?
No.
Oh, gosh, it was a good one.
No.
I don't know if that was intended. But looks like we're gonna take another break.
Attention.
Yeah, we're gonna take another break, and you know what? I didn't even get out the telephone number. So if we can hold off for just a second, call us and give us something to talk about when we come back from the break. It's 256-737-9505. I'll be waiting on your call.
Yep.
And now Jay can play his music. I'm sorry, Jay.
Stop.
There we go. He just started over. Yeah, that opening line is
weird.
No
idea what this song is.
Thanks for joining us. Come on back.
Guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD
stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Yeah, that's one that's pretty cool when you have headphones on and you hear, like, both sides.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut up and, like, go answer the phone.
All right. Somebody's calling in. We don't know who it is, but I'm open to ideas at this point. I tell you what, if you're listening to this show right now and you don't know who I am and I don't know who you are, also give us a call in. I'd love to meet you. I want to know who you are. Because I think I personally know everyone that listens to that show, to this show. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Ones and ones of people.
Yeah. And that's what I was telling a friend of mine today. I'm like, if that app ever crashes, like, I mean, all of my listening base is toast.
They're all gone.
Everybody's going to have to come to Cullman on Tuesday nights.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, this is a person I don't know. Sweet. All right, Misty from Cullman. What's going on?
Hello.
Well, we weren't listening at the beginning, and we were going to see if y'all had talked about the new movie trailer that came out. Was it today? Yesterday of The Meg.
Oh, we were just talking. Yeah, okay. We went on early.
You missed the beginning.
I didn't know that it came out today. But you said the trailer came out today, didn't you?
Yeah,
we talked about it in the first part. Okay, so all of you that are tuning in on the app right now, I was afforded the opportunity to come on 30 minutes early tonight, and so we've already covered about The Meg, but we'll go back again.
I literally gasped.
So if Jay's recording this right now, and
it is,
and he never forgets to record. Good job, Jay.
Yeah, because he's perfect. Yeah, he told us.
Quote, unquote. Yeah. You can go back and listen later tonight when it's uploaded to the site.
You
Melissa
can
actually
to me
gasps and talks about how scary it is. But yes, I'm excited just because of Jason Statham. I always get tripped up on his name because I love him in anything and everything.
I'm excited about Meg.
Okay, so yeah, Meg. Somebody needs to put lipstick on this thing, right? Edit the trailer. So this is not Misty. This is Nikki. Nikki, are you gonna?
Hello.
Are you gonna go see it? Having seen the trailer today, are the two of you gonna go see it?
I will probably get dragged to it.
Yes, yes, because I believe the man in the background, the man in the background has a fear of deep water.
Yes.
Yes.
and dark.
So we watched the.
Me too.
Okay, so we watched the trailer right here, and there's several scenes where they're like either in a submarine or they're in this underwater tube thing where like the shark is bumping its nose against the glass,
and it shows the teeth marks. Yeah.
Does that not make you like run away from the screen?
I would be very uncomfortable. Actually, I've actually read this thing is based on a novel.
Really?
It's called Meg, and I've actually read it.
No way.
Yeah, and he basically, this guy in the novel, he goes in like a submersible, like down to the Marianas Trench, I believe. It's like 7 miles down.
Yes, yes.
And so, yeah, it's really uncomfortable.
Nice. See, now that I know that it's a novel, I'm going to have to go out and read it.
Uncomfortable, though.
This is the same guy who wants to, like, his life dream is to swim with sharks.
Oh, no. Don't put me in the cage. Let me tell you what. I've seen more videos of those cages and sharks getting in them than I have anything else. No one ever posts.
Exactly.
Yeah. No one ever posts a video and goes, oh, this was a great experience. It's like, no, look at this. The shark got inside the cage.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah. What movie have you ever seen where it's a good idea?
No. Never. Never a good idea. Never a good idea.
Rainn Wilson is in this movie.
Yeah. It's
going to be really fun.
So it's a Warner Brothers. Yes. Yeah. He's the main character. So that's okay. But. Okay. All right. So that's the Melissa turned the iPad around to show me the novel. I'm going to go get that.
Meg, a novel of deep terror.
Deep terror. Oh, so
you're going to go read the novel?
Yes, I will go read the novel.
Okay.
Good. So. Fast read.
Oh, is it? Good. Good.
Deep terror.
I'm a pretty slow reader, so
the novel spawned a series with the following sequels: The Trench.
Cool.
Meg, Primal Waters. Meg, Hell's Aquarium. Meg Origins, because millennials love origin
stories.
Gotta
love an origin story.
Meg, Night Stalkers.
Oh, gosh.
And Meg,
Goes to Prom. Oh, Generations. It's like Meg Goes to Prom, or Meg Mortgages a House.
Meg Buys Lipstick.
We could definitely do some comedy with it, too.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. That's my crutch to lean on is comedy. Well, Nikki, Luke, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate
Thanks
the support.
You're welcome.
So,
hey, I got somebody who wants to say hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Very young hey, listener.
Hello.
Hey, Logan, how's it going?
I'm good.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye bye. That was Logan. Logan just turned 5. I know.
Cute.
I think he turns 5 this week. So happy birthday, Logan! And love that guy. Anyhow, yeah. Now I'm gonna have to read. I'm gonna have to read those novels, or at least one of them, before I go to watch. Because that was my rule, right? So
yeah.
if there's a book, start reading the book first.
Yeah.
Because I read the first in the Dark Tower series before I went to go see the Dark Tower movie. So
I will just bet that the book will not be anywhere near as scary as the movie.
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, that's the only way that my wife could handle to know the story of the poltergeist. And she wouldn't watch the movie, but she would read the novel, right? But she said it was still really scary.
I can imagine.
But I don't have those deep sea fears, so it doesn't bother me.
I do.
But It was great of them to call in. No, yeah, and it said
you should have seen me. We were at Gulf Shores once, and I ran faster than you would believe.
Yeah,
a shark literally came up on my leg.
No way.
Yes, I ran out of that ocean so fast.
No,
you would not even believe it.
I don't think I've ever seen sharks up close, but
yes.
I've seen like the. I don't know the difference between stingrays and manta rays.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's a stingray that's that close on the beach. But I've seen some of those come up, and like no, I don't. Mess
I
with
saw
that.
The fin. Yeah, I felt it against my leg and saw the fin, and I was like, nope.
Yeah. Which they always tell you, it's like, oh, stay this side of the sand barrier, and you'll be fine. Sandbar, and you'll be fine. And no.
That's their home.
Yes, they will get over that. You know, if there's enough food in the water, they'll get over that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't, and I'm going to break a lot of hearts when I say this. I love the beach, right?
Yeah.
I don't care to get in the water at the
me
beach.
Me neither.
Like, give me a good pool, especially
yes.
if it's heated inside.
Yes.
I'm good with that. And I'll
yep.
I'll sit on the balcony and I'll look at the beach.
Yeah, yeah. And listen to it all day long.
I don't care to mess in the sand
nope.
and get sand all
nope.
over everything.
Mm-hmm.
I go down the beach and I play some mini golf and I eat a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a vacation to
Food's
me.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
So. This year, I'm hoping to go down there and going to play some real golf down there. We always stay in Destin across the street or up the street from a really big golf course over there. It's got like 3 courses in one place, so that's what I'm hoping to do. But yeah, no, I heard a lot of people's feelings when I say that I don't care for the water and I don't care for the sand.
Yeah. So I like to walk along the beach and I like to get my feet in the water.
Yeah.
You know,
but
just,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite beach restaurant?
Oh gosh. one that we've got several that we eat at every year. In Destin, but my favorites are probably from my childhood when we would go to Gulf Shores. Yeah. And there's a hole in the wall kind of place.
Hazel's Nook.
No, but I have been there. Name of this one in Gulf Shores is Mikey's. There you go. So it's if you know where the hangout.
Yeah, that
is,
Mikey's absolutely rocks.
If you're looking at a map, hangout sits right next to the water.
Yeah.
And if you go northeast,
if
of the
you
hangout,
go that way
on
down
the, map,
the beach. Well, oh yeah, we
on
went.
The map.
Is that the one we went to?
Yeah, that's the one my dad took us to.
The one with the really good bread.
Yeah,
probably. Yes. Yeah, and they probably still got water lines on the walls from where the hurricane comebacks several years ago. And instead of cleaning up, they just take a Sharpie and go, Katrina.
Was where it was.
Yeah, right. Katrina, whatever year, and that's cool to me. You know, I think that's neat.
Oyster House is pretty good.
Oyster House is a good one. We eat that one as well. I think there's one name down in Destin. There's one named Nikki's that we always eat at, and it's another hole in the wall. You wouldn't really know it was even a restaurant if you didn't look twice. I think it's called Nikki's, and it is delicious. A grouper down there. See, now I want to go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this
I've
is awful.
I've been bugging Jay for weeks. Like, when are we going?
Yeah. I've got
He said we were just down there in November. I said, but that's like 6 months.
Hey,
that's like an entire lifetime.
Let me tell you, the best time to go to the beach is like mid to late October. When it's Well, for me, because I don't get in the water anyways. The water's cold.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, but October, there's no one there. There's no lines for anything.
And the weather's perfect.
Yes. And and everybody's still, you know, all the vendors are still down there. And
Jay's grandparents would go down there and stay like all of October.
Oh, like, see, that would be cool.
October.
That would be cool.
Just,
to
like,
me.
Go down for a month.
I can tell you from experience, it wasn't just my grandparents. Like the whole senior citizen population of the country goes down there during the month of, like, the whole winter.
Snowbirds, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Snowbirds. Yeah. And if, good Lord willing, and I make enough money, that's I'm okay with that. Yeah. I say that,
and
but
you know, I'm good with that too. Except every now and then, Jay has to work in order to pay for Jay's toys.
Yeah. I see.
Retire down there.
Yeah, what we've really got to do is work to a point where where our money makes money for itself.
Yeah. Right? Oh God, if you want to do a whole show about that, Jay can be here.
Jay
for
tagged
three
me
and
in
a half hours.
Yeah, I know it. Jay tagged me in a Facebook post earlier this week because last week we talked about Spotify doing,
and that one really stuck on to me.
I
was like, I got to check this out.
And you know, I think you posted about it. Was it at 140? Or that's where you wanted it to be.
I think, well, like 1:40 in the morning.
I think it was.
Yeah, that's probably when I was going with it.
No, I meant
$140.
Yeah,
the price.
Yeah, the price was 140, which is approachable even from somebody like.
Well, that is the order that I put in to buy it at, and today it traded at 154.90. So I think you probably missed your 140.
Your 140.
Totally did.
And Melissa, to make you happy, I actually bought it at like 151 this morning or something.
So awesome.
I have
Good.
Spotify now. So
Good.
There you go. There
Good
you go.
If you're having trouble with Spotify, that doesn't mean call me.
No. We're not going to tech support it. But we'll help support it and fund it that way. We'll
so, what restaurant did we go to that had the swamp soup?
I
forgot the name of it.
Bills or
that sounds close.
Is it in Gulf Shores?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's across from the Mellow Mushroom.
I don't know. This bayou place is across from like a Days Inn.
I was kind of envious of my grandparents, so I decided I was going to do a mini vacation. So Melissa and I ran down there. It might have been the year after we started the station. But we got down around the 1st of May and stayed all the way until hangout.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was like 15 or...
It was nice.
It was more than a week. It was more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was nice. Nice.
And, I mean, we ate, like, everywhere we could.
I was
find.
Introduced to turnip greens in that soup, and I cannot get enough of them now.
Oh, see, I'm not a turnip greens fan.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
but you
like
give
it.
Me fried okra, and I'll destroy it.
Yeah. The only place in Alabama that had a good Philly cheesesteak, too.
Philly cheesesteak at the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And see, my mother is that way. Like, you'll carry her, and she'll get on to me later for bringing us up on the radio because my father gives her a hard time about it. But we'll go down to the beach, and she'll order a hamburger. right?
I'm not a seafood person, and I will get sick from shrimp.
I am all seafood all the time down there. Now, I get tired of it being fried, but I can't.
Yeah. Hush puppies I'll do all day, every day.
Nikki that just called in recommended McGuire's in Destin. I've been there several times. The place that we stay at is across the street from McGuire's.
Oh.
And it's not bad. It's this giant Irish pub. It smells
kind of
fun.
McGuire's. Didn't we just jump to, like, Pensacola?
No.
Well, there's multiple ones.
Oh, okay. We went to the one in Pensacola.
There's one in Pensacola. Not far from the one in Pensacola is a breakfast place called Bagel Heads, and it is delicious. They make quote unquote gourmet bagels.
Wow.
And I get one that's like the, I think chicken cordon bleu.
Bagel.
Yes, and it's got all that stuff on it. Oh, it's delicious.
See, my thing is Lambert's. I have to go to Lambert's on the
Nikki
way down.
Nikki from Smoke Rise just commented about Lambert's anytime they go. See, that's another one that everybody loves and I can do without, right? But if you love sides, go to Lambert's because they just, I mean, they pour it on you. All right, we're going to take a break and then we'll either talk some more or we'll wrap it up. Or I'm living on the edge because why not?
McDonald's is calling my name.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll be back. I've been down so long, I gotta give me my word. Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Oh. I walk up to Memphis alone, cause you do it for me. Ooh, I know you would. All the kicks from the sticks. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
World is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell that you had been crying, crying. It's that same song on the radio.
Welcome back.
Now it's songs about the radio.
Pineapple margaritas. Can I say that on the... Will the FCC slap my hand if I say that word?
No. What?
Margarita.
No.
I think pineapple margarita.
I didn't know where you were going. I didn't know if you were going to adapt that word to being some type of slander.
Two words for you. Jimmy Buffett. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Pineapple margarita.
Oh,
fried green tomatoes.
We're digging through a menu.
Yes.
You can't tell.
Large bowl of swamp soup. That was it. Swamp soup. Swamp turnip soup. Greens and beans and bacon and everything.
And what
bad
was the name of this place?
Fish River Grill.
And that was in Gulf Shores.
Yes.
Okay. That one we may have to add to the list to visit.
Yes.
If you're listening to us tonight, then more than likely you are landlocked like I am. So if you need a seafood fix, it's really tough to find any place half decent around here.
You want to bet?
Really? For authentic seafood?
We've been at it, yeah.
Okay.
Where?
Albertville? Wouldn't that count?
Albertville? What's in Albertville?
That's not catfish. Is on sea.
Oh no! Catfish. I'm talking
that's
like
freshwater. Yeah.
Catfish Cabin is the bomb.
Oh yeah, We used to go out there all the time. That was like the birthday place.
Yeah, we will like every so often. I'll be like, "Hey, I need a fix. Let's go. We'll get in the car and drive over there." Hush puppies.
Mom, if you're listening, I want to go back to Catfish Cabin.
And the shrimp basket is in Fultondale. Yeah.
Yes, and that's where I was going with this. Yeah. I've been there, and it's really funny because something was up with Facebook that night and we couldn't tag ourselves there. So my wife it was either my wife or someone we were with tagged
your
us.
Your wife or your other wife?
Or my other wife, you know. And not a polygamist. Let's put that out there before that hits the airwaves.
Sorry, that's mine and Jay's joke. That's mine and Jay's inside joke.
But they weren't able to tag us at the one in Fultondale. So the only available one was to tag us at the one in Gulf Shores or whatever, the original one. And so everyone's like, did you really drive down there? And this is after we had I think my daughter was 2 months old at the time. Oh, you drove all the way down there with a baby just to have shrimp?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Sure.
But it tastes just as good as the one,
yeah,
you know, 400
really
yards
does.
From the ocean. Mm-hmm. But I do love that place. Oddly enough, it's the one in Gulf Shores is not far from Mikey's either. Like, we walked from one to the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the hangout's in the middle, so we and there's a snow cone place there on the corner too, so we kind of made an evening of it. It was a good time.
Oh, Jay, I know where it is now. It's behind a brand new Dollar General, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then we have not been to that one.
How many of those are out there?
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. That doesn't
the
narrow it
down.
The new
one, the one that looks like...
They're all new. Yeah.
The new one in Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stopped by there.
Yeah,
to
I haven't
Frisbee.
Been there. Yeah,
okay. So
the one that has like the big, huge alligator rafts blown up and sitting there
well,
waiting for
if
you.
If you've been to that section of Gulf Shores, then you know about the souvenir shop across the street from the Dollar General. That's been there since you know Moses was a little boy.
Yeah,
and everyone has taken a picture in front of the shark's mouth.
Yeah.
So we took a family photo this last year we went, and it was awesome. It was a great family trip, but it was also neat because, I mean, we went to Gulf Shores every year growing up.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped one year. And, So last year, it was the first time we had gone in, I don't know, 6 or 8 years. So,
really?
Yeah, it was really cool to finally do it.
We saw John Mayer at the Wharf and stayed there, and it was such an amazing concert, but he was so high. I think I say that time I talk about that.
Is he ever not?
No.
You know, but you know what? The guy's got a job that doesn't require a drug test, so who am I to judge?
Yep.
But you bring up the concerts, and we've talked about the Hangout several times. Somebody told me, and I need to fact check it before I say it, but somebody told me that Casey and the Sunshine Band is going to be at the Hangout this year. Yes. Someone was telling me about it, and May 18th through the 20th. Let's see.
There are a lot of bands that I want to see this year, and I've tried to get Jay to go down there. And I said, you know, even if we have to take our tent down there and do it like we did Bonnaroo, we should go.
Looks like this is the year to do it.
It is.
Kendrick Lamar, The Chainsmokers, The Killers, Halsey, Logic. I may have to go.
Foster the People.
All right. AWOL Nation's down there.
Yes.
Let's see.
Cold War Kids.
See, I passed that one.
They are my jam.
Why is Casey and the Sunshine Band not going to on this
somebody
list?
Trolled you, man.
They better
Somebody trolled you.
Because if it's true, I may have to go.
The Struts. Jay likes them. Anderson East. We just got on that kick lately. He is amazing.
And, of course, lineup lists are never in alphabetical order. That makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. No, they're not on this list.
St. Vincent. I love that one song that she has.
Okay, let's go. You can sort them in alphabetical order. Little Pump's going to be out there. Anybody that's caring for that?
Bleachers. Jay loves Bleachers.
All right. Somebody lied to me. Casey and the Sunshine Band will not be.
We have to go to this. Like, have to.
So what you're saying is we're going to live broadcast from down
there? Sure, we'll live broadcast.
I wonder what kind of media.
Bring your tent.
You know, I'll do it.
Because we can't afford a room during Hangout. But
if you can find me a parking spot, I've got a 6-foot bed, and that will be fine. 6-foot bed that never has to be made. Joe Diffie. Joe Diffie was at
Caught a truck. I'm slow, but I finally get it eventually.
What is the name of that one that's here in town? The big one for the storm relief all those years ago. Wow. Rock the South.
Yes.
Rock the South. Joe Diffie was out there. I didn't get to go listen to him, and I felt really bad because that's probably my favorite country song ever is Pickup Man.
I feel really bad because none of these entities have given me any money for promoting them during your show.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Let's see.
There is that one Russian band that was jailed that you cannot say the name of.
I saw that name, and I knew instantly because in the picture she's still wearing the same headdress ski mask thing that she was wearing when she was arrested.
Oh.
Yep. So I'm really surprised they even got invited to something like this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 7:30. And we've talked about a lot of stuff tonight. I feel like we wrap it up here, if that's good with y'all. So I appreciate everybody that's joined in. Thanks for Nikki and Luke and Logan for calling in, and thank you, Jay, for working the board, and Melissa for joining me.
Thank you
once again.
Yeah.
And in case
thank you for thanking us.
Yeah. Hey, I've worked the board a couple of times, and people haven't been
it's
kind
a lot
to me.
Of grueling work.
It is grueling work. And people didn't
especially
thank me.
Especially when you have to do stuff like that.
Oh, Jay.
Come on. Right at the end of my show, man.
Right at the end.
You've thrown off the Emperor's groove. But thank you. If no one's told you today, I love you. And
you are wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. We all need a little bit of pick-me-up every once in a while. I know I do.
Yep, we do.
Good night, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
Bye, y'all.
That's Bruce Springsteen wanting to know, is there anybody alive out there? Is there anybody alive out there?
thousand guitars.
Hello.
Okay. One last thing. I keep remembering things at the end. Every week we've thanked Chloe's mom for listening in. Bye, mom.
Thanks, Chloe's mom. Bye, Chloe's mom. Is there anybody love out there? Is there anybody?